Now, my next guest, I think you'll find her story quite inspiring. Her name is Megan O'Brien. She's originally from just outside Boston in the USA, but she has been living in Dingle for the last 3 years. And when Megan was still in the States at the age of just 22 years old, without any warning or any ill health beforehand, Megan suffered a stroke. It was an incredible blow to her, particularly when she heard she would never walk again. But walk again she did, and she did much more than that. And she is now a campaigner and an advocate for similar people who suffer strokes, no matter how old they are. I spoke to her earlier, and at the outset, she told me a little bit about what happened the day she got the stroke.
Yeah, so I was still, it happened in 2013, so I was still in the States. I was 22 years old. It was just, you know, a typical Monday night. I had worked all day and I was going to the gym and had to kind of started the gym class. And started to feel a bit funny and, you know, excused myself from the exercise class and my arm kind of stopped working. And then my leg also stopped working and I collapsed, and that's kind of when help came.
My God, that must have been really frightening for you.
Yeah, it was very scary. I mean, I suppose like, when I started to kind of lose control of my body, my first reaction was I'm having a heart attack. And then when I started to feel my face droop is when I realized it was definitely a stroke. But I just kept saying to everybody, I'm only 22. This isn't supposed to happen to me. It was very, very scary.
And how long were you in hospital for, Megan?
So I was obviously taken to A&E straight away at a local hospital, and then they med flighted me on the helicopter to Boston, and I was in the ICU there for a few days, and then transferred to a cardiac unit for another few days, and then I was in an inpatient rehabilitation facility for about 3 weeks. So altogether, I was in the hospital for about a month.
My goodness. And the prognosis was initially very, very gloomy, wasn't it? In fact, they told you you probably wouldn't walk again.
Yeah, so there was a medical team, they had everyone in there trying to figure out what had happened, you know, a 22-year-old healthy girl. They were trying to figure out kind of what had happened and all of that, and I suppose they told my family that I was never going to walk again. I was relayed that information by my brother, and, you know, I suppose at that point I just kind of had a choice to make, and it was either, you know, accept that and just kind of take it for what it was, or to prove them wrong, and I chose the latter.
Well, fair play. And I believe when you were doing rehabilitation, you were surrounded by people who were a lot older than you.
Yeah, so I remember being transported into the inpatient rehabilitation facility, and I was on, you know, the stretcher being taken to my room, and I remember just crying because, you know, I was surrounded. Everyone on the stroke unit was much older than me, and I mean, when I say my dad was driving me every single day, and I was going doing physical therapy and occupational therapy. So it was a lot of physical hard work, but I'm really, really lucky because I had a great team of therapists that always kind of instilled in me that mindset was kind of the most important thing in the recovery. And they always pushed me to challenge myself and do the things that I wanted to do in life, and that's where I'd see the most progress. So, like, for example, you know, I could sit there and do whatever exercises that were on a sheet all day long, but pushing myself to go on a walk with my friends or something would be much more beneficial. So I suppose I just didn't say no to things because I like, because I didn't think I could do them, I suppose I always just kind of put myself into those challenging situations and just kind of got on with it.
Doesn't it just show too, Megan, how the mind has such control over the body that you can almost will yourself better? Well, to an extent, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely does. And I mean, like, it's not to say, obviously, I do, like, I'm still human. I still have my bad days, of course, even now, 10 years later. But, you know, mindset does make such a big difference. And I'm so lucky I'm back in the gym now, and I found an amazing community in a gym in Dingle, and, you know, I'm in there every day, and I'm so lucky to be, like, surrounded by just such supportive girls and everything who, you know, they kind of encourage me to push myself, and we come up with adaptations for the exercises I might not be able to do the way that everybody else can. So, you know, that mindset of being, you know, pushing myself, but then also being surrounded by a community and friends and family who accept me for who I am is so, so important.
And how's your health now?
Yeah, so my health now, I would say, honestly, I'm probably in the best shape that I've ever been in my life. I mean, like I said, I'm kind of in the gym every day. You know, I still, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, knock-on effects from the stroke. So I am back walking. I have been pretty much, like, from the get-go, from the time that I was released from hospital, I was walking on my own. But I still have a lot of weakness and paralysis in my left hand and arm, so I can't really rely on them fully. And I would still kind of struggle with a lot of things like fatigue and, you know, going long distances and things like that can be challenging. But otherwise, you know, totally, totally healthy and happy.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And you're back working and everything.
I am, yeah. So I was, again, that stubborn spirit. My stroke happened in January. I was released from hospital on Valentine's Day, 2013, and I was back into work in March. I went back part-time because I was prioritizing my therapy at that time, and then kind of just picked up the hours, went to full-time. And, you know, I've had a few jobs since, but yeah, I'm working full time now. I work from home in Dingle for an American tech company, but we have an office in Dublin as well. And, you know, it really, really suits me to be able to work from home and have that kind of flexibility of being able to take the rest that I need when I need it and being able to work and have that sense of purpose that way as well.
Now, the reason you're speaking to us today, Megan, is that you recently graduated as an Irish Heart Foundation patient champion. So can you tell us what that's about?
Yes. So the Patient Champions program was started by Pauline at the Irish Heart Foundation, who is a heart patient herself. There's 12 of us at the moment who just graduated on Friday. So we've been doing series of trainings over the last several months just to learn more about, you know, advocacy and being in the media, as well as dealing with, I suppose, policy and all of that. So we've been getting really, really great training, as well as, you know, getting to know other patients in similar situations. I mean, everybody's story is different, but we all have kind of a shared bond when you've been through similar events. So that's been really great. So I suppose the idea is kind of that we'll come together kind of like a team of patients to come up with areas that we think need improvement, and we'll be working together to campaign for change in those areas.
And that is Megan O'Brien there, who lives in Dingle, suffered a stroke at the age of just 22, but now doing incredibly well. And she's now a patient champion, a person on the Patient Champion program with the Irish Heart Foundation. And well done to her.